Good morning, everybody. I'm Cindy Talley, and calling in from the campfire is my friend Luke Clayton. Larry Wysoon, he's still out and about. Who knows where he is? We talked about hunting ducks. Luke, I was successful. I brought the ducks home. How do I cook them?
You know, Cindy, I think cooking waterfowl, you know, ducks and geese, is probably the most challenging of all game. But I had the wife of a famous guide down on the Texas coast years ago that told me the basics of making duck taste good. Now, I've cooked duck, offered to cook duck for people, invited them over to, around the camp, offered dinner, and, oh, I don't like duck. Don't like it. My answer to that is, if you do not cook duck right, I don't like duck either, you know. Duck you have to know a few things to make it taste good. The main thing is it's a little bit blunt, but you have to take the blood out of the duck. Therein lies the strong flavor. This is easy to do. Most of the duck that I cook is duck breast. There's really not enough meat on the rest of the duck to fool with, unless you were making a gumbo or something like that. But I remove the two breast halves with a thin-bladed knife, and then I'll butterfly each one, cut it right down the middle, almost in two, butterfly. Now, there's a solution that works really good: Coca-Cola and soy sauce, equal parts. Overnight, in the Ziploc freezer bag, put in the refrigerator or in your ice chest. It does two things. It removes it allows the blood to move out to drain from the duck breast, and it flavors it with Coca-Cola and soy sauce. The acid in the Coke also helps to neutralize some of the flavors, the flavors that you want neutralized. But it's a good way to do it. The next day, this is the simplest way to cook duck. Go ahead and put a little sliver of jalapeno. Your duck breast, you know, is butterflied, so it's open, like a hot dog bun. Look at it like that. Put your jalapeno in the middle, or a sliver of it, and wrap it with a good bacon, a smoked bacon. Put toothpicks in it, and indirectly smoke it. Don't put it right over the flame, but smoke it for about an hour. And, Cindy, that is a method that is absolutely awesome. I've had people think it was filet mignon, and that's no kidding. So that's one good way to turn duck breast into a very, very tasty meal.
Okay, if I'm cooking it indoors, do you have a good recipe for me?
You can take you want to do the same process. You want to marinate it in Coca-Cola and soy sauce, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's a million ways to cook it. And all your chefs will tell you to cook duck rare. Well, I don't like duck rare. I won't eat it rare. I like it thoroughly cooked. So here's what you do. Say, for instance, you have mallards or pintails or widgeon or gadwalls. All those are wood ducks. All these are good eating ducks. Marinate the duck breast halves overnight, and instead of butterflying them, cut them all the way through right down the middle. In other words, you'll have one breast half will give you two pieces of duck. Now, take some way to tenderize it. There's a little unit called a jacquard that has a lot of little teeth, and you can push it up and down to tenderize steak or duck breast. Or you can use a little mallet, you know, a tenderizing mallet. Pulp, you know, beat it where it tenderizes the meat, and also that removes some of the blood that's still in there. Take it after it's marinated overnight in Coca-Cola and soy sauce, tenderize it, dip it in some milk, you know, put a little bowl of sweet milk, and dip your breast half in that, put it in flour, and chicken fry it, just like you'd chicken fry venison steak or round steak of beef. Nobody can tell it's duck. Most people think it's beef or venison. But it's really, really good, especially when you serve it with some cream gravy and biscuits, Cindy. No way you're going to know it's duck.
Are you going to try and fool me?
The flavor is just awesome.
I have a feeling you're going to put it on my plate and say, guess what you're eating?
After you eat it. First, you think you have to take it. And I've done that a time or two, Cindy. I really have, you know.
I would not put it past you.
That's a good way. Gosh, I know. I wish we had an hour because I could ramble on with duck and goose recipes. I really could.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be here same time next week, and actually our listeners can find these recipes online on our website, hppr.org, and you simply go to High Plains Outdoors. Do join us next time.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. The convention is in Dallas, January the 3rd through the 6th, and Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.